One Day Club. I used to belong to Odd Fellers and I belonged to the juniors and I belonged to the Farmers Union back in my young days.
Yeah.
You know, quit all that. Yeah, you get so old.
Yeah.
You. All I welfare now is my church.
Uh-huh.
And that's because it was a Baptist church.
Have you traveled much?
No. I never went anywhere. We had to work and make a living.
Uh-huh.
Things were tough with them, raising
uh-huh.
family. I made several trips since my daughter's been in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And I flew up the last three or four times.
That was something I bet.
Oh, boy. That's life to eat.
Yeah.
And life, you want something. I just got there in Oslo and it takes, we drove up all the time up on the first wife lived and then she wouldn't fly either. And so after I'm married this time, I lived here by myself.
Uh-huh.
I grew up once. But that walk in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
You see, you ever been in that station?
Sure, sir. I lived in Chicago for
a while. You did? Sure, sir. Is that something?
Yeah.
Well, Kathleen went to the United. See, I grew up on the Delta.
Uh-huh.
The United don't go out in Oxford. I think it's there about 10 duty. But she went to the United office up at Knoxville last year when she's here and talked to that man, and he told her, he said, I'm going to set out for you.
Uh-huh.
He said, if your daddy's not able to make that walk in Chicago, he said, get your reservations 3 days ahead and I'll have a wheelchair there and wheel you around.
Uh-huh. That was in O'Hare Field?
Yeah.
My father lives about 5 minutes from O'Hare Field.
You know.
Sure, right. Park Ridge, that's a suburb right up there. But
yeah.
They have trouble with all those planes flying in and out of there for a while.
I imagine.
Yeah. But I lived right around there for several years. It's awfully crowded now.
Oh yeah, it's awful. I don't see how them people live. I don't see how you got any fresh air getting in there at all.
No, it's pretty bad.
It's so crowded.
It really is.
They're downtown and then uh-huh. the airports and the railroad stations.
Mm-hmm. Did you, before your son moved to Illinois, had you never been out of the state of the...
I've never been out of the state.
Out of the state. How about going over up to Chattanooga and down to Knoxville? You do that?
We done that a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I've got a daughter there in Chattanooga. And we went down there a whole lot before, and I drove, and I quit driving now. I just drive town back, just around here.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you one thing. I've got I've got four children, and I've got six or seven grandchildren, and my wife's got just the woman I'm living with,
mm-hmm.
and I've got about that many. And I can say something, I bet you a man my age can't say. I've never had a grandchild of six.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's wonderful.
They just don't like.
Mm-hmm.
None of my kids did that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they'd get on them right now.
They
didn't even think about doing that. They know.
How many children then you have? As fun as three daughters?
Yeah, I have four kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have two dads. I had two boys that died. I'd had three.
Mm-hmm.
If they'd live, they died at birth. My wife thought for that.
I see.
And if I'd raised them, they'd been like these. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was able to my daughter in Illinois, so after her mother died, but I lived here with myself for over a year before
mm-hmm.
I remarried, and I just wanted somebody with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, and she's able to do it too, she said, Daddy, if you ever need anything, said, don't write them,
mm-hmm.
call them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And the rest of them do the same
mm-hmm.
thing, as far as that goes. But they inherited the most they died. See, their daddy and mother died, and she was filthy rich, the old woman. And the old man, they had two farms up there.
Where do they live in Illinois?
I'm living in Cambridge now.
Mm-hmm.
And he owned the farm in Oslo. That's a little town like Philadelphia up there, just
mm-hmm.